That's the Robert Shaw Festival Orchestra and Chorus with Beethoven's Christ on the Mount of Olives, Hallelujah. Listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University. It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. The British classical music magazine Gramophone announced its latest round of winners recently. And just like the Grammy Awards did here in the United States with their classical categories 2 years ago, Gramophone Awards has narrowed down the number of prizes it distributes, eliminating five categories since last year's ceremony. Among this year's winners are, for the Early Music Prize, the winners were the Gabrielli Consort and Players with Paul McCrish from their A New Venetian Coronation CD. Best Instrumental Album went to pianist Stephen Osborne for his Pictures at an Exhibition. Best Orchestral Recording went to Jerzy Bielolavec and the BBC Symphony Orchestra for Josef Suk, Prague, A Summer's Tale. And the Best Vocal Recording went to tenor Jonas Kaufmann with the Orchestra of the Deutsche Oper with his CD Arias. One of the 11 prize winners will go on to be awarded the magazine's Recording of the Year award on September 17th. Women are slowly but surely infiltrating the male-dominated classical conducting ranks these days. In England last night, the last night of the proms, the final flag-raving concert of the Royal Albert Hall's annual summer music season featured Wagner, Handel, and the usual patriotic tunes, but it was led by a female conductor for the very first time. Prom's choice for this historic moment was Marin Alsop, chief conductor of the Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra and the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Alsop and her contemporaries like Simona Young, Jane Glover, and Joanne Folletta get respect from their peers. Still, none of the world's leading 15 orchestras has a female chief conductor yet. It's not a level playing field, says Jasper Parrott, head of Harrison Parrott, a classical music agency, but the situation has improved substantially during the past 5 years. Prestigious Leipzig Conservatory reports having 50% female students. Helsinki's prestigious Sibelius Academy shows a similar trend. Half the successful applicants to their conducting program were women. Orchestras in Scandinavia and North America are currently the most receptive to female conductors. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Join us every Sunday at noon for the Mozart Buffet, an hour of music by Mozart and his contemporaries. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University. Felix Mendelssohn was about 12 years old when he wrote his set of string symphonies. From that set, here's number 2, played by the London Festival Orchestra on KBOK at the Heart of the Arts.